Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Dave, James, Dan, other callers, we're going to get to your calls. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. It is the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones, your host, here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. You can go to the new website, truthmovement.ca, truthmovement.ca, and read the immediate press release, Terror Canadian Style. And I'm not usually at a loss for words, especially when it comes to truth, but a new acquaintance of mine recently asked me during a telephone interview why anyone would believe corruption happens in Canada. He went on to say that it is his opinion that he thinks that most of the world holds this northern nation in the highest regard. This was said in the context of a conversation about the recent ultra-secret Bilderberg Summit in Ottawa, where a close friend of mine was taken into custody by Canadian secret police, held without charge in a small chamber and interrogated for 6 hours. And they were held even longer than that. But let me regress and get back to the topic. Canada's willing participation in the New World Order and specific policies drafted by the Council on Foreign Relations to erase the Canadian and Mexican borders. And that's Associated Press now, by the way. That's Lou Dobbs. I mean, that's mainstream news that we're going into the American Union. Then he tells the story of what happened. And he's Joe Bird. Joe, good to have you on with us.
Alex, it is an absolute pleasure to be here today.
You bet. You couldn't be on with us last week when we had your associate who got interrogated, the government employee.
That's right.
Works in nuclear power plants. But recap what happened to you, what happened to your girlfriend, what happened to him. Recap what developed, and then tell us about this new organization you've launched.
Absolutely, Alex. And once again, I do appreciate the time today to talk about these issues. We, as I said, as we've communicated previously in that, we went to the Bilderberg. As you know, we're starting a grassroots organization, TribeCan, here in Canada, to support the truth movement. So we wanted to jump in head first. And we did go to the Bilderberg Summit. That's where we met up with you. We spent time seeing what was going on in that, but mostly we were there to support, the truth movement, and that we know what they're doing is, we know that these people are evil. We know what their agenda is. So we wanted to be there. We went, we had, as I said, the honor of meeting you and, spending time that way and that. We met your associates, Daniel Tulin.
Stop it. I had the honor of meeting you. Go ahead. Please,
thanks,
knock it off.
Okay. That afternoon that we met, Alex, you left at about 1 o'clock. We stuck around for a little while, and then we decided to go downtown for a bit. So we went downtown Ottawa, in which at that point myself and Crystal, the girl that was with us at the time, we decided that we were going to go out and have something to eat, have a couple drinks, and that. Don, he was tired. And he decided he wanted to rest. So in the back of the rental car, he was going to have a nap. So what had happened is we finished some drinks and that, me and Crystal. We were going back to where the car was. And this was parked on a side street. It wasn't out in the open. The car itself was, it would have been, almost virtually impossible to find. But what we saw as we were coming around the corner was a barrage of lights. It was obvious that the police had surrounded the vehicle. Before we could even go toward the vehicle, myself and Crystal, at the corner that we were at, there was two officers there. The female officer basically flagged us over. They knew who we were. And they told us what was going on. They asked us on the spot. I mean, they kept us there for almost an hour, asking us questions about yourself, also about Don, and so forth.
What specifically did they say about myself, then give Don's full name?
Okay. My friend who I'm referring to is Donald McCormick. Okay. And what they were asking about yourself, they were asking about our association with you. They had obviously realized or saw that we had met with you and such at the actual building. They wanted to know how many people were in your entourage. They had nothing but negative things to say about you, Alex. Let me just see. They wanted to know as much as they could. They stopped short of calling you an insurgent, but they said that you are under what you do undermines national security. They had explained to us that you had also been detained at the border and such. So I mean that's that it was those types of questions, basically. As for Don, they were asking what his intentions were. They felt that he could perhaps be dangerous and such. That's basically the way that it went. That was how the questioning was going when we were just originally detained. What had happened subsequent to that, though, is that they took Don away. Once they took Don away, they brought us to a facility in downtown Ottawa, in which they basically separated Crystal and I. We were in separate interrogation rooms. Again, they at that point in time, national security came into the picture, and they had a lot of the same questions that the original.
These officers call themselves national security. They say what agency or is it?
Yeah, they're an offshoot of the RCMP. However, they're
Royal Mounted Police Anti-Terror Division.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was. So, while we were there, as I said, Crystal and I, we were.
By the way, these are the people that, send a bunch of fertilizer to innocent people and then set them up and then order the media not to report on it. There's an official order in Canada not to report on the trial, but go ahead.
We have specific legislation in Canada, the Anti-Terrorist Act, which actually goes a little bit further than the Patriot Act, in that it does state any propaganda. In other words, if you say anything negative towards the government, they could construe that as being.
Now see how it starts with don't say anything about the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Which, again, to some people sounds reasonable. It's not reasonable, folks. We deserve free speech.
Yes.
And then it expands out to don't say something mean about the government.
Yep.
Have to
exactly,
arrest you
Alex.
For that. So they've separated you and your girlfriend, Crystal. What happens next?
Well, basically, at that point, we were asked questions. For, I would say, in our cases, it was at least a couple of hours.
So tell me what type of questions.
As I said, they were asking more specifically what we were doing with you. Again, comments were made that what your actions do is undermine national security. That was said by two different people. I mean, they really, I'll tell you what, Alex, they were really interested in you. You were the celebrity of the moment as far as they were concerned. They wanted to know anything we could.
Why didn't these?
There was nothing to tell.
Why didn't these snakes just come talk to me?
You know what? We're aware. We know that you got detained when you came in.
I would have said, "Hey, I'm here to cover these elitists."
Yep.
Mr. Chalabi, who's in the building right now, is wanted by several of our allies. He's a convicted bank swindler.
Yes.
A Nazi war criminal founded this group. His wife's in there right now. A bunch of members can't even come here anymore because they're under international indictment like George
Absolutely.
Soros. Basically, I'm here to cover an organized crime meeting, and you're here protecting them. You undermine the national security of Canada. Hey, the very people in this building, Royal Mounted Police Anti-Terror Unit, are trying to get rid of Canadian sovereignty. Here's the Associated Press and Lou Dobbs. That's what I'm doing, is I'm here defending your national security, you stupid twits.
Yes. No, absolutely. And, I'm going to tell you what. They don't understand the concept. The people that were interrogating us and such did not understand the concept of what we're talking about. These are programmed people. These are people that have been trained.
Well, I mean, go over this for me. So you brought up what the Bilderberg Group is, and tell me, give me the meat and potatoes.
Well, you know what? When we first got there, it was actually the night of the 8th, the first day of the meeting. Don and I decided to go down to the hotel just to see what was going on in that over where the Bilderberg was being held. And when we got there, there was nobody there. They had kept it, with the exception of what was leaked out on the internet. Most mainstream people, the media and such, tried to block it, as you know.
It wasn't in the news till they grabbed me. That's what broke it.
You know what? On the 9th, I think, the morning of the 9th, it came out in the Ottawa Citizen that the Bilderberg was there, and that's how come people started to show up on that day. But, Alex, when we went there that night, we simply walked up to the building. This is also a public building. This is a hotel that people can stay at. So we had no idea what they told us. They absolutely said, well, this is private property. They wanted no part of us.
They also told Donald McCormick that he could be arrested and never be released.
Oh yeah.
And he was held, I guess, interrogated for 6 hours. But
oh, yes.
He said hold, I believe, a total of almost 10.
You know what? Yes, it was about between holding and the interrogation. It was about 6 hours, actually, 6 or 7 hours.
Okay. Then he was wrong about that. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about him. Wasn't he released after you?
Yes, but even still, in total, it was about maybe 7 hours.
What did you think of the questions they asked him?
I mean, You know what? I can get into that right now, Alex. I know that when you spoke to Don, it was fresh from the incident. He was scared. I know that he opened up with you to a certain degree, but I'm going to try to fill in some of the blanks at this point. When they released Don, he was a mess. He was completely shaken up. He babbled. He basically stayed in the back seat while we drove. They told us to get out of town. They told us not to talk to anybody, don't speak to anybody, just leave town and there won't be any problems with what they said. They didn't want to see us at the building again. So they basically, for no apparent reason, restricted our ability to even go and even protest and exercise our free speech. But what he was babbling, what he was talking about, is some of the threats that they were making. As outlandish as it sounds, I'm going to tell you something. He said not only did he tell me and Crystal that night, but I'm going to tell you about what happened after. But they had at one point said, you know what, we could cut your arms off. We can do anything we want to you. This is what they told him, and this is what he told us.
I know, he was totally freaked out, and he said he said off air he wouldn't talk about the violence threats. So he told you they threatened to cut his arms off.
Oh, yes, but not only did he tell us that, when we got back on the 10th, when we got back to where we are and such, he basically had somewhat of a breakdown. I don't like to use that term, but he basically collapsed. We had to take him into the hospital. He was in tears. He was a mess.
Is that on the record? This is an international.
This is on the record.
This is an international incident.
Yes.
So they threatened to cut his arms off. What other threats did he tell you they made to him?
They basically told him, that they're going to be watching him, that he would never, one of the things that he had said that night is that, they told him he would never be alone again. Okay? This is a person, Don is a person now that looks over his shoulder.
I'd have told that scum, go ahead and cut my arms off.
Well,
Told him he was in danger of being flown out of the country.
Yep.
Stay there.
One heartbeat away, Alex, from being flown to Eastern Europe and being put in one of those secret
prisons. I know. Stay there. We'll be right back.
OPCPure.com.
What are you doing?
Energizing. OPCPure.com.
Energizing?
And celebrating. OPCPure.com.
Celebrating what?
By energizing.
What? You're crazy.
Not crazy. Just excited. I finally found the all-natural products that restore my energy without chemicals or toxins. I don't even experience the crash and burn I get from energy drinks, coffee, or sugar highs. I'm a healthier man, and I feel great.
OPC what?
OPCPure.com, my friend. OPCPure.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, toxins, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned and operated since 1947. Earth friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Up on InfoWars.com, we have a link to this article, press release put out by this organization, truthmovement.ca. And we need to get the documents posted, too. You need to get it on record that you took him to the hospital. On record, all this happened. So they threatened to cut his arms off. He was telling you this, babbling in fear. That's classic how they terrorize people. Did he tell you anything else they threatened? I mean, on air, he said he wouldn't talk about some of it.
They clarified to him, Alex, that they knew everything about him. Before they picked him up, they must have did their homework, because when they picked him up, they seemed to know every detail about his life over the last, you know, two decades.
Well, of course, he works at a nuclear power plant.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. I do want to point out one thing as well with Don, and that is, and as well as Crystal and I, we have no criminal records. They had beyond their reasoning for picking him up that day, there was no other reasoning that they could have possibly have had. Okay, so that's something that needs to be clear as well. This is a person that I'll tell you right now, he was terrorized. The government, these are the people that are saying they're here to keep us safe, but really they're taking people aside. They're doing these things to their own citizens.
Well, he needs to file a criminal filing. I mean, if on record he will testify that they threatened to cut his arms off, they should all go to jail. That is psychological torture by every yardstick. That's
absolutely
what torture is. Answer my questions or I'm going to start cutting your fingers off. Then I'm going to cut your arms off.
Well, obviously it was psychological.
By the way, it's funny you just said that, because that's exactly what's in the torture manuals, is threatened dismemberment.
Well, you know what? They read that manual then, Alex, because they knew all about it. They knew exactly
what else. What else was he babbling?
You know, basically that he was scared. They had threatened the people around him. He said that he was very scared for Crystal and I. What they had conveyed to him is we have Joe and Crystal as well. Okay.
I want to stop right there. We can take you out of the country. You can never be seen again. Never be released again. We've got your friends. We can cut your arms off.
Yep.
Sounds
exactly,
like the
Alex.
Good guys to me.
You know what? They don't sound like good guys to me either, Alex. I can agree with that 100%. You know, so we took him home. He wasn't himself. I mean, he just was not the same person that I've known for over two decades.
Did you see my article days after about the provocateurs in the crowd?
Absolutely,
they were
yes.
trying to get me to say one thing, and we wrote this in the article. I would have been instantly grabbed and in there, and they might have been cutting fingers off, whatever, and I'd never be seen again. Alex Jones gone.
You know what, Alex? I'm telling you right now that if they had a reason that they could do that with you, the fortunate thing with you is that you are in the public eye. Okay, because I'll tell you, if they did this to Don, given the opportunity, they'd do worse to you, because you are the champion of the truth. I mean, you're out there every single day opening people's eyes. Okay?
Well, I want to just tell them this, and I they do something like that, the universe will turn against them. And the more evil they do, we don't have to do anything to them. God's going to deal with them. In fact, I just pray right now that people will pray for Don McCormick, they will pray for Joe Bird, they will pray for Crystal, and that anyone harms their head, I just ask God to deal with them. They got to deal with God, my friend.
I appreciate that.
And by the way, they can roll their eyes and laugh at that. That is deadly real. They want to go up against the God of the universe, let them do it.
Well, you know what this shows, Alex? It's a little bit beyond Bilderberg, and that is Canada plays a very significant role in the New World Order's agenda. That's something that, as the truth movement has proliferated over the last decade and such, it's really been centralized in the United States. But the globalists have a plan for North America. As you said, as Lou Dobbs has said, they want to erase the borders.
Did you ever bring that up? Now, I mean, when they were interrogating you, they weren't as anywhere as vicious as they were with Donald McCormick. What else did they say to you?
You know what? I brought up actually a lot of the facts and such that you would promote, that the truth movement promotes. And basically they brushed it off. They outright said they denied smart borders. They basically said that it's not true. There is no police state. They are there to keep us safe, and we are the
We're just here threatening to cut arms off, but we're good. Yeah.
Exactly.
There's no police state.
They're the government, Alex. So that's probably what gives them what they think that they have the right. I don't know what it is, but I think that, you know, that's pretty ghoulish to threaten somebody with.
Hey folks, when John Yoo as a White House counsel gets up at the CFR and says, yes, we're allowed to torture children in front of their parents, that's why that freaks me out. I mean, that shows this is not a joke, people.
No, it's not. And I'm going to tell you something too. Now that Stephen Harper is the prime minister of this country, that is, you're going to see some big, big changes. The actual alignment with what's going on in the United States
has accelerated.
It's accelerated by tenfold at this point. This is a person that has been involved with every right-wing organization.
Hey, I've got your article right here. Does it have all the threatening to cut the arms off in it and stuff?
I do. It does. It does. You know what? If anybody reads that article, by all means, they're going to get the full story. They're going to see a lot of stuff. I mean, another thing that we could talk about is the nuclear industry in Canada. Okay, we talk about North Korea. We talk about Iran.
Hey, I'm going to give you a few minutes on the other side because I got to finish up some news and take some calls. But stay there. Stay there, Don. We'll be right back. Or stay there, Joe.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. 5091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to finish up this horrible story. We kind of dropped the ball last week when Donald McCormick was on and told his story. We didn't write an article about it. Now we've got to. Thank goodness that there's a press release put out by truthmovement.ca. We have links to it up on Infowars.com, so you can link over to it and get the story. Get it out to everyone. This is scary at a certain level, but it's more scary not to speak up, not to get involved, not to say no to this. Before I go back to Joe Byrd, that this happened to, along with Donald McCormick, I want to just remind you that New Millennium Concepts is our biggest sponsor, and they have the Made in America Black Berkey system. They also have the British Berkeys, if you'd like that. They have American and British that are in stainless steel with the black elements. I recommend the American. It's even a better, higher standard. Major university studies. They have a bunch of specials right now where you get a $199 unit that's normally $300 at a store. You get it at wholesale prices, okay? I mean, if I buy a bunch of these in bulk, I might get them down to about $175. I mean, to give you an idea how cheap they sell these, you get an individual unit, you get it at or right above wholesale, okay, for buying a single unit. Then you get a free $30 sports bottle that cleans your water you can take with you, or a sheltering-in-place DVD, or a bunch of other items that they've got that you absolutely need. They've got little solar panels that plug into the lighting system that comes on these that will then charge cell phones and other systems. You really need to call and get this. The water is full of poison. These globalists are poisoning us through the water. It's absolutely documented. Research it for yourself. Give New Millennium Concepts a call right now and tell them Alex Jones sent you. You want to know about the five different Alex Jones specials that are available. 1-888-803-4438. 1-888-803-4438. Call and Debbie will answer. If she doesn't, leave your name and number. She'll call you, or one of her associates will call you right back. You can also call and get a free brochure, 1-888-803-4438, or go to berkeywater.com and look at all of the different deals and specials and items and products that they have. You can put in the comment section what free gift you want when you order via their safe, secure shopping cart, or go to Infowars.com. All the exact same products and free gifts right there on the site. Just tell us again in the comment section what free gift you want at Infowars.com, or link through on their banner to berkeywater.com and get it right there. Again, that number. And you also support this broadcast, 1-888-803-4438. All right. Going back here, just briefly finishing up with Joe Byrd. Joe, you've got to file criminal complaints.
You know what, Alex? That's something that we are talking about right now. As you can imagine, because of...
I know Donald says he's talking to a lawyer, but sure, and his lawyer told him not to talk, but go ahead.
Yes. Well, that's the thing, and even beyond that, because of who the adversary is in this case, who's actually the criminal is in this case, which is our government, he's been hesitant because he fears what the repercussions could be.
What was the facility like?
You know what? We're not certain that we were held in the same facility as Don. Okay. We were taken, I would say it was about a 10 to 15 minute drive from the main downtown core. On the outside, we weren't taken in underground like Don. Okay, and we didn't see Don at the facility, so that's why we're not certain we were at the same place. Where we went was an RCMP facility where the National Security Enforcement Team is headquartered. Okay, so, I mean, it was... You know, it was a bit more elaborate than a police station. We didn't really see much of it besides the very small interrogation rooms that we were in.
Were you in the big metal door cells that Donald McCormick was in?
We were in locked rooms. They weren't. It was. I don't think that it was the same type of cell that.
Yeah,
Don
he
was
said
in.
These were like maximum security,
yes.
Huge metal doors.
Yes, I don't believe that that was in our case. Like where we were, they were locked rooms. They were secure rooms. It was a secure facility without question. Again, I don't think that we were put in the same type of a chamber as what Don was.
And he said it was in a 15-minute ride to where he went.
Yeah, you know what? That's what I'm saying. It's conceivable that they took him to the same building, but it would have been...
Well, you might have been upstairs and he was down under it.
Pretty much. That would be...
I mean, he described a big building and going under a parking garage underground. Yeah. Were you taken to a big building?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true, except we went in escorted by officers through the front door, is what our experience was. No, without any question, Alex, Don's experience was horrendous compared to what we went through.
All right, real quick, because I got to move on. I want to get you back on. What else developed? Anything else we need to know about?
Beyond Bilderberg or with this?
Well, no,
this
I'll have to have you back on sometime about that. But okay. You guys need to file a complaint publicly.
Yeah.
And Don needs to know. That's what will make him safe.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. As I said, we are talking about that. We do have our new organization now. We're very grassroots, Alex, at this point. We just want to get the message out at this time. We just want to let people know what's happening. The website that you've mentioned and such, truthmovement.ca, right now it's basically we're working on the content in that. Within the next couple of days, it's going to be in full force. We only have
all
a
right.
temporary
well, after
case
it's,
that comes up.
After it's developed, we'll have you on more. Thank you for your courage. I appreciate you coming on, Joe.
Not a problem, Alex. You have a great day.
God bless you. We're going to get him back on. We're going to write a big article on this and their allegations that they've made. We're going to make phone calls up there to these individuals and demand a statement on the record. Incredible. I know we have...